This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's Eastern Townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we will talk about the economic development of the Eastern Townships. Until the 1830s, developing the local economy remained a difficult undertaking. The Eastern Townships struggled because the area was poorly linked to markets in Montreal, Quebec City, and the United States. Problems related to transportation did nothing to encourage immigrants to come settle in the region. The regional area was not well integrated. Industrialization and the development of capitalism allowed the Eastern Townships to reach out to new markets. With the development of the railway, the economy came to grow around several sectors such as the lumber, mining, dairy, and manufacturing industries. Because these industries needed workers, this led to urbanization. The improvement of roads also gave better access to towns and villages, which fostered the development of a municipal system. Furthermore, the arrival of financial institutions facilitated economic exchange within the region. The city of Sherbrooke came to be an economic hub, and the Eastern Townships became home to industrial towns with working class and bourgeois cultures. Did you know, walking down the main streets of any number of townships towns, such as Coaticook, Rock Island, Danville, or Granby, passersby can find themselves taken in by the commanding neoclassical and Second Empire architectural styles of the buildings that once served as branches of the Eastern Townships Bank. Apart from the dramatic and almost intimidating nature of these buildings, the ET Bank played a meaningful role in the lives of local population as it served farmers, artisans, and businessmen alike. From the moment of its establishment in 1859, the Eastern Townships Bank was to be a bank supported by the people of the townships and that served the people of the townships. In fact, in 1863, 89% of the ET's bank capital was held by townshippers. The presence of a regional bank and the access to loans meant that local businessmen and entrepreneurs were able to get their businesses off the ground. One small example of this was James H. Smith of Sutton, who received a loan from the Eastern Townships Bank so that he could become a dealer of carriages, harnesses, farming implements, wagons, and cream separators. In addition to small businesses, the ET Bank invested in many of the large industries emerging in the townships in the latter part of the 19th century, such as Jenka's Machine Shop in Coaticook, Royal Paper Mills in East Angus, and Peyton Manufacturing Company in Sherbrooke. The ET Bank had gone from a head office to two agencies in 1859 to 61 branches and 31 agencies in a span of 50 years. In addition to its more notable branches, the Eastern Townships Bank had a presence in a great many towns and villages throughout the region, including Roxton Falls, East Burton, and Upton, which afforded smaller communities access to local banking services. Beyond its practical involvement in the financial affairs of the region, the ET Bank displayed its township roots on its money and stock certificates. They bore farming and mining scenes as well as recognizable landscapes such as the iconic Lake Memphremagog steamer, the Lady of the Lake, and the Magog River Gorge in Sherbrooke. The Eastern Townships Bank continued to grow into the early years of the 20th century, but as shareholders from outside the region increased, by 1912, 64% of the bank's capital was held by those outside the townships. And with this increased competition from the major national banks, the directors of the Eastern Townships Bank elected to sell to the Canadian Bank of Commerce in 1912. Even though over 100 years have passed since its absorption into the Canadian Bank of Commerce, the Eastern Townships Bank continues to live on in the landscapes of the Eastern Townships. In the words of C.C. Colby, "Let us hope that the Eastern Townships Bank will never forget its years of youth amid the noble and beloved hills of the Eastern Townships." Join us next time when we talk about the development of the railway in the Eastern Townships.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.